Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Hallelujah. Amen. Worship team, thank you so much once again. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Yeah. The people who worship from the back there's nothing there. So I was trying to help you. Okay? What's her name? Rachel once was here, and she said it, that the real presence, okay, is what? Is around here. And it is more here. Huh? Yeah. You see? It's not true. Okay? Your thing is not true. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Yeah, those testimonies were wonderful, and we thank God for them. Yeah. Hallelujah. We thank God for Mariam's life. Hallelujah. Hey, you must be what? Messing up the devil in some major way. Yeah, there's something you're doing, all things you're doing, which are of major impact to the enemy's kingdom. That's why he has to what? To come after you. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, we're going to continue talking about the faithfulness of God. Okay? God is faithful. Hallelujah. We're going to continue talking about his faithfulness, and we shall, like the last two times, specifically use the nation of Israel as our example of how faithful God is. Amen? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says that, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God. And he is not just God, he is also the faithful God. He's faithful because he keeps his covenant. Okay? He keeps his word. Hallelujah. And that is why in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, he told Jeremiah that, I am watching. He said that you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Another version says that, I am watching over my word to perform it. Why does God watch over every word that he gives? Okay, why does he make sure that word is fulfilled? It's because he's a faithful God. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Okay? And he wants you to know that. So that concerning any promise he has given you or any promise he will give you, he wants you to trust him because he is faithful. Glory be to God. Okay? Once again, we shall take Israel for our example of the faithfulness of God. Okay? God gave Israel two promises. Okay? And those promises he actually swore. So, meaning that whatever happens, nothing can change them. Okay? Psalm 105 from verse 8. The Bible says that God remembers his covenant forever. Which covenant? The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Okay? And that covenant, God said that to you, Abraham, to you, Isaac, not Ishmael, okay, to you, Jacob, or Israel, Okay, not Esau. To you, I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment for your inheritance. Glory be to God. Okay? The Bible says, verse 8, he remembers his covenant, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I give the land of Canaan as the allotment for your inheritance. Glory be to God. Okay? The Bible says that it is forever. Okay? That promise that Israel will have a small piece of land in the earth. By the way, it is very small. It is very small. Okay? It is very what? Very small. And that is all that the Israelites, or the people you call Israelis now, or Jews, okay? That is all that they want. Okay? They don't want anything more, and they don't want anything less. Okay? They want it because it was given to them by covenant. And the God who gave it to them, he is a faithful God. And he will see to it, okay, that Israel possesses that land forever. Glory be to God. So that was promise number one. Okay, the promise of the eternal ownership of the land of Israel by the Israelites, by the Jews, by the Israelis. Hallelujah. Promise number two was their perpetual existence. Okay? Their permanence. Okay? Jews will always exist. Okay? They can never be annihilated. Hallelujah. Because God swore and he will look to ensure that happens. Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 35, it says that, thus says the Lord who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances, okay, the sun, the moon, and the stars, okay, God says that if those ordinances depart from before me, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Okay? But we know that the sun will always be there. The moon will always be there. The stars will always be there. And that means that Israel will forever be a nation before the Lord. Glory be to God. Verse 37. Thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, okay, and it cannot, and the foundation of the earth searched out, okay, and that is impossible, then I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done. For all their sin, for all their evil, God says, I won't cast them away. I won't cast them off. Glory be to God. Amen? And that's what it is. Hallelujah. Okay? A few years ago, Rachel and Mark went to Israel for honeymoon. Okay? They went to Tel Aviv. Okay? They also went to Jerusalem. You did? Yes. And Rachel, okay, came back, same man, what she saw there, okay? You men in Uganda think that our women are very what? They don't dress anything. But what Rachel saw in Israel, the Jews, okay, the Jewish girls, man, as in the way they dress, very bad, okay? Israel, rather, Tel Aviv, is one of the leading LGBTQ cities in the world. One of the leading, Tel Aviv in Israel. Okay? But God says, for all that they have done, for all that they do, I will never cast them away completely. Glory be to God. They always exist primarily because of the covenant God made with Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. And one day, as we shall see, the Jews who will be living at the time of the return of the Lord, they will all get saved. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for where to throw in something. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'll get it. Something good. Glory be to God. So we saw concerning Israel possessing the land and them existing forever. We saw in history, okay, that there has been a war over these issues. Glory be to God. Of course, the enemy fighting, okay, and being aided by the Israelites themselves. Primarily, their sin, their sins, their idolatry. Okay? Yeah, we saw how the Jews were strangers in Egypt, all right? And they came out under the leadership of Moses and later with Joshua. Okay? Hundreds of years later, Israel becomes a monarchy. All right? And Saul was the first king, followed by David, followed by Solomon. And Solomon sinned against the Lord. And for that reason, the kingdom of Israel, okay, was split into two, and God was behind it. All right? The northern kingdom retained the name Israel, and the southern kingdom was called Judah. Okay? Then, once upon a time, the mighty kingdom of Assyria, not Syria, the mighty kingdom of Assyria conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, and they took 10 or 9 tribes into exile. Okay, so they lost the land. Okay, sometime later, even the southern kingdom of Judah, okay, was also thrown out of the land, okay, by the mighty kingdom of Babylon, which had overthrown the Assyrians. All right? But sometime later, according to the word God gave Jeremiah, they returned to the land. Glory be to God. They returned to the land because it is their land. Glory be to God. And God has to ensure that that is the case. Okay? So they returned to the land. Okay? And in the second century, okay, after the birth, the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, okay, once again, the Jews were expelled from the land. Glory be to God. And it wasn't until around 1,700 years later, okay, okay, 1,700 years later, you guys are talking about 61 years. 61 years. Okay? But there we're talking about 1,700 years later. Okay? They return to the land. Glory be to God. They return to where? The land. Sometimes I'm curious. Where were my what? Descendants? No. Ancestors? You know, well, you know, 12 hours, you know. But then, matter of fact, 12 hours, Adam and Noah, you know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And for your own information, Adam wasn't a black man. Noah wasn't a black man. But somehow, the genes, they were there. Glory be to God. Museveni's scientists will tell you that. Glory be to God. The genes, okay, which are now, by which all the races that exist now came, okay, they were all in one man. Hallelujah. I mean, so they came back. And in 1948, okay, the state of Israel, or the nation of Israel, okay, it was declared. Glory be to God. 1948, 14th May 1948, Israel becomes a nation once again. Glory be to God. All right? It becomes a nation once again. And the moment it became a nation, the following day, it was war. The following day, 15th May, war broke out. The Arabs were like, "You're joking. This is our land." All right? Glory be to God. So, since 48, Israel has been basically at war, okay, to survive. Glory be to God. It has been at war. 6 million of the Jews were killed in Europe by Hitler. All right? And now when they go back to Israel, they are like, never again shall that which happened by Hitler happen to us again. Glory be to God. So they have been at war. Okay, from 1948, immediately they were declared a nation, a state. Okay, war broke out. Andrew, say amen. Hallelujah. Andrew, you can see his eyes, what? Glory. Brian, being paying very careful attention. Okay? Hallelujah. So the first major war started 15th May 1948. The second major war was in 1967, the so-called Six-Day War, because it took 6 days. Glory be to God. Okay? Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, they all came for them, man. Hallelujah. Okay? It's like Uganda here. If Tanzania plots with Rwanda, with Congo, with Southern Sudan, and Kenya, that's exactly what happened. Okay? But within 6 days, hallelujah, Israel had won the war. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Then 1973, there was another major war. Okay? Exactly on the day of what? Atonement. Hallelujah. Again, they were caught unawares. But they fought and they were fighting for survival. Glory be to God. Amen? And, I hope our ladies know that there's a war that started yesterday in Israel. Glory, are you aware? Andrew. There's a war that happened. That is, you have to share current news, but you don't have to go into what? With detail of who is hammering who. Because you might be what? Exiled. Hallelujah. So there's a war that began yesterday. Hallelujah. And again, they were caught unawares. The Israeli intelligence, okay? And how it failed. Someone will what? Will tell me after the service. Yeah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, they have to survive, man. Glory be to God. So when that happened, I got to know about it at around 2. Okay? So I finished to pray and to worship God. Then I come, you know, to see what's on TV. And all I find is what? Rockets are here. Okay? Then I was like, hey! To like to bad demo more, your glory be to God. The last 2 what? With Sundays, speaking about Israel. Glory be to God. And I'd already prepared this that I'm going to share. So I was like, maybe. And if that's the case, then, God, this is nice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Israel has been at war since then. And as you've heard, they're at war even now. Glory be to God. Okay? And I guess more wars will come and go, but there's a final one, which is in the scriptures. And it must happen. Do you know why it must happen? Teddy, why must it happen? Okay? It has to happen because it's in the Word. Glory be to God. Everything that is in the Word has to happen. Okay? Hallelujah. It has to happen because it is in the Word. It is in the what? It's in the Word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that war is spoken of in many places. Okay? Like in Ezekiel chapter 38. Okay? And we saw it last week. Okay? And we're going to briefly look at it. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 38 from verse 1. Okay? The Bible says that now the word of the Lord came to me, Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog. Okay? You go back sometime, we preached about this, and Gog is basically the Antichrist. Okay? Set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh. Okay? Mariam will tell you that that should have been translated as the head prince, because the word Rosh in Hebrew means head. Okay? So, in fact, other versions, I think the NIV, okay? It says that, Son of man, set your face against Gog or the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech. Hallelujah. Okay? So it is not Rosh, and Americans will say Rosh is Russia. Okay? But Rosh is head. Rosh is what? This is not Russia that is going to come against what? Israel. Okay? Meshech, the Americans will tell you, okay, that you see, it sounds like Moscow. All right? It is Meshech, not Moscow. Glory. So again, that is not Russia. All those places are in Turkey. Okay? Turkey, by the way, which right now is a Muslim nation. Okay? All those places are in what? Turkey. Meshech, Tubal, okay? And verse 3, thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm against you, O Gog, the Antichrist, okay? The chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, okay? He says that I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your armies, horses and horsemen, all splendidly clothed. A great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, okay? Persia is Iran, okay? Ethiopia, Okush, okay? Which many people say is what? Sudan, all right? Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet. So it is saying Turkey is going to lead all these nations, okay? And notice all of them are what? Muslim nations. Okay? It is going to lead all those nations against Israel in the last days. Okay? Goma and all these troops, the house of Togarma, all those places were in Turkey. Glory be to God. And because they were in Turkey, they cannot be elsewhere. They cannot be what? Elsewhere in the last days. It is still that region that will lead many nations to come against Israel. Glory be to God. Verse 7, he says that, prepare yourself and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a guard for them. After many days, you will be visited. Okay? Turkey and group. Okay? You will be visited. In the latter years, the end times, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel. Okay? So for this war to happen, first and foremost, Israel had to be back in the land. Glory be to God. Israel had to be back where? In the land. They had to be regathered back. But of course, not all of them. The majority, I understand, are in the States, okay? So he says that you'll be visited. In the latter years, you'll come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They were brought back out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely. Okay? At around that time, there will be peace in Israel. Glory be to God. The Antichrist is going to cause peace in Israel. Okay? For a short time. Hallelujah. Then he says that you will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, you and all your troops and many peoples with you. Glory be to God. All right? Verse 18. What will happen? Okay? Verse 18 says, and it will come to pass at the same time when God comes against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury, my anger will show in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel, so that the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men who are on the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. The mountain shall be thrown down, the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. I will call for a sword against Gog, the Antichrist, throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword will be against his brother. Glory be to God. Basically, it is saying that at a certain point during that war, the Lord will come to fight against Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? Chapter 39, verse 4 of Ezekiel, it continues the story. And it says that you shall fall upon the mountains of Israel. Okay? You, the Antichrist. You shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your troops and the peoples who are with you. I will give you to the birds of prey of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Then those who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out and set on fire and burn their weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, the javelins and spears. They will make fires with them for 7 years. Okay, there's nothing in the history of Israel that says that this has happened. Okay? Meaning that it is in the future, in the latter times, in the latter days. Glory be to God. Verse 10, okay, says that they will not take wood from the field nor cut down any from the forest, because they will make fires with their weapons, and they will make plunder with those who plundered them, and pillage those who pillage them, says the Lord God. Okay? Verse 11. It will come to pass in that day that I will give Gog, the Antichrist, a burial place there in Israel. Okay? The Antichrist is going to die. Hallelujah. He's going to die where? In Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? Anyway. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. He will die in Israel. Hallelujah. Okay? It will come to pass in that day that I will give Gog a burial place there in Israel, the valley of those who pass by the east of the sea, and it will obstruct travelers, because there they will bury Gog and all his multitude. They will call it the valley of Hamon Gog. For 7 months, the house of Israel will be burying them in order to cleanse the land. Glory be to God. 7 months. Hallelujah. There's nowhere in the history of Israel that where it says that that has ever happened, meaning that it is yet in the future. Okay? And for us who believe that Jesus is coming back soon, it also means that it is in the near future. Glory be to God. It is in the what? The near future. So what you see, what happened today, what happened yesterday, what is happening today in Israel, okay? It is sad to say, but the Bible says so, what is coming is going to be bad. What you're seeing right now is nothing compared to what is coming. And it is only the Lord that will be able to help Israel. Glory be to God. Okay, because he himself will come from heaven. Glory be to God. Many Jews will be exiled. Many are going to die. Okay? The last I heard this morning, 300 Jews have been killed since yesterday. 300. Okay? But what is coming, okay, in this war, it's going to be millions. Many are going to die, and many are going to be exiled. Okay? Refugee camps, especially in Jordan, okay, in Egypt. Many are going to flee there. Many are going to be taken captive there. Hallelujah. And when all that is happening, according to Isaiah 49, from verse 14, Israel or Zion will say, will be saying, that the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Okay? But then the Lord says that, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, the stupid ones. Yet I, God, will not forget you. Who is the you here? The you here is Israel. God is saying, yes, things will be bad, but even during that time, I'll be with you. I will not have forgotten you. Then he says that, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Okay? They will hurry back. Okay? So that day will come. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Of course, we know that many of them also will die in Israel, including their leader, the Antichrist. Okay? Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these, your children, gather and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants. And those who swallowed you up will be far away from you. The children you have, okay? Remember, this is, the Lord is reigning now. He has fought for Israel, and now he's reigning on the earth. Okay? And he says that in those days, the Jews will have children. Okay? So that's, it teaches us that some people will have to, they will give birth during the millennium. Hallelujah. But for you, LAT, who will have been raptured, okay, you will be having glorified bodies. You will be raptured to heaven, okay? Then you will come back, all right? Nayemwe mujakuba level ndala, high class. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the low class chaps, all right, will be able to have what? Children. Glory be to God. Okay? But you're like, but for me, if I want a child in those days, well, yeah. We don't know. Okay? The things which, we talk about those, the things which are written in the what? The scriptures. Maybe God will be like, okay, you know, you, as in, tewali chikolachi, tewali chigana. Hallelujah. But anyway, the Jews will have children. So he says that the children you have after you've lost the others. Many are going to be lost to death. Many Jews, unfortunately. Very sad. Eh? Okay? So those whom you have will say in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Then you, Israel, will say in your heart, who has begotten this for me? Since I have lost my children and I am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro. And who has brought this up? There I was, left alone. But these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms. Glory be to God. Now, this is not about the sheep nations. Okay? You remember Matthew 25? Jesus says that when he returns, okay, there will be the sheep nations, okay, and the goat nations. Okay? If you treated Israel well, especially during those difficult times, if your nation, okay, sided with Israel, then your nation will be a sheep nation. Okay? The nations which were anti-Israel will be the goat nations. Okay? And they will be destroyed. Hallelujah. So pray to the Lord that your nation, okay, Uganda, will be a sheep nation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he says that I will lift up my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Glory be to God. Israel will return back to the land, okay, after that final war. Glory be to God. Israel will do what? Will return to the land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord promised that it is their land, and they will always exist. Hallelujah. Okay? That has to happen because God is a faithful God. God is a what? A faithful God. Okay? And if God has been faithful to Israel, okay, rest assured, okay, he will also be faithful to you. Glory be to God. If you want to know the faithfulness of God, man, just look at the history of Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If God has been faithful to Israel, and he has been, then he will also be faithful to you. Glory be to God. His promises for your life will come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, you would think that concerning the promises of Israel, okay, the two, okay, their existence and their ownership of the land, you would think that every Christian believes so. Hallelujah. But by the way, the majority of Christians don't believe that. Hallelujah. Okay? They say that when the Jews rejected Jesus, when they say Jesus is not our Messiah, okay? The teaching is that God rejected them also. Forever. All right? He rejected them for how long? Forever. Okay? And now, those who accepted Jesus, okay, the people we now call the church, okay, that is now Israel. All right? So they say now, you are Israel. Okay? But if Jews, they rejected Jesus, and that was it. Okay? And you wonder, where do they get that from? Okay? By the way, it is a serious one. And these are not cults which teach that. It's not cults. Hallelujah. Some of those guys you saw on TV, TBN, they believe that. These are not cults. Okay? That is why, even now, okay, there are many Christians in the States, okay, but they don't support Israel. In fact, they say Israel, those guys saying that that is their land, they're just causing chaos. They're the reason why there's war. Okay? So you who support them, you're also responsible for the war. Okay? That is the reasoning. Hallelujah. Okay? So they say that the church has replaced Israel. Now, like Isaiah 49, which we just read. Okay? So where you see Israel, God is talking about the church. Kati church, ukanisa. You're laughing about this thing, but you're going to come across people, especially Agarog. You know, even by the Catholic Church, who believes the same thing. Okay? A real Anglican believes the same thing. Not all of them. Hallelujah. They believe the same thing. But right now, they began to wake up, to realize, hey, no, this is not true. But the traditional, you understand, they believe the same thing. Hallelujah. So they say that the church has replaced Israel in God's plan. And all the promises, all the prophecies, all the blessings given to Israel now belong to the church. Blessings are Israel. Katizafe zona. What belongs to the Jews now? It is all the curses. Hey. All the promises. All the blessings now belong to us, the church, because we are now what? We are the Israel of God. Okay? However, the curses are not ours. Even for our sins, those ones are not ours. They are for those guys. Glory be to God. All right? I'm telling you, it's amazing. So when you read Isaiah, Jeremiah, where it talks about Israel, now just put you and the church. Okay? You can as well edit the Bible now. Okay? That's why there are some Bibles which have, you know, those chapter headings. Okay? You find some in Isaiah saying, now, the church restored. You find those whatever, you know, eh? Because you know, eh? And by that heading, it also enters you that, cutting enda, kusoma about the church. Hallelujah. So the thing Ezekiel was speaking to Israel, what happened in the latter days, the good things, those are now yours. But the bad things like now, whoa, what? Those are for the other guys. Hallelujah. Very sad stuff, but it is there. Okay? And it is commonly called replacement theology. Okay? Replacement what? Theology. Basically, the church has replaced Israel. Okay? That's what it is commonly referred to as. Glory be to God. All right? Now, let's read Romans chapter 2 from verse 28 to see where some of this... No, but it is a doctrine of demons. It's a doctrine of what? With demons. Okay? Let us see where it comes from and what God has to say about it. Hallelujah. So, Romans chapter 2 from verse 28... Okay? Paul writes that, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly. Okay? Nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. Remember, God made a covenant with Abraham and told him that all those who are born in your house, all your descendants, must be circumcised, a sign of the covenant between me and you. And those who are not, basically, they are not of you. Okay? So this is what he's saying, that for he is not a Jew who's one outwardly, okay? The one who is circumcised. Okay? But he is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter. Okay, so this is one of the places guys will say, you see, okay, the Jews, natural Jews, tabachi aliyo, oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, we're now the Jews. We accepted Jesus in our hearts. Our hearts were circumcised. So now we're the Jews. Tolava. Okay? Okay? It's there, isn't it? He's not a Jew who's one outwardly. The Jew is one who is a Jew in the inside. Okay? Basically, those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord. But let's continue down to the next verse. The next verse is chapter 3, verse 1. Okay, it says that, what advantage then has the Jew? What advantage has what? Has the Jew? Right there, it shows you that the natural Jews are still recognized. You understand? Eh? If they are not recognized as being Jews, okay, Paul would have stopped at verse 28, okay, of Romans 2. Okay, so you see, they are Jews, they are ethnic Jews, and they are also what you would call spiritual Jews. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the promises that God made concerning the land of Israel, for example, they are for the natural Jews. Glory be to God. So, to so like at you, Kuvawano. Oh, hallelujah. Ole medua okugura uploti, Mubuganda. No gambas in this joke at the end to what? Eh, over no real at man, the technology in Israel, Emily Moo. No gambas in this Jew. You know, eh? And you go, because you're a Christian, you're circumcised, you know, you can't do that. Those promises were given to the ethnic, natural Jews. Glory be to God. Okay? So Paul says that, what advantage then has a Jew, the natural Jew, the ethnic Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Okay? That made you a descendant of Abraham. Okay? Then he says that, much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. The word of God first came to the Jews. Okay? For what if some did not believe? Basically, believe in Jesus. Okay? What if some did not believe? Would their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Will God cease to be faithful to them, to the promises he made, because they haven't believed in Jesus? Okay? You remember he made the promise to Abraham, a covenant. He swore. Okay? So he says that, will their what? Will their unfaithfulness, okay? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Verse 4, Paul says that, certainly not. Glory be to God. They rejected Jesus, but that doesn't nullify the promise, the covenant God made with them. Glory be to God. Concerning the land and concerning their eternal existence. Hallelujah. These things are very, you know, important. Hallelujah. And we need to know them and we have to have spiritual backing. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 11, from verse 1, Paul says that, I say then, has God cast away his people, the Jews? And the answer is what? Certainly not. Okay, he's asking, has he cast them away because they rejected Jesus? Okay, and Paul says what? Certainly not. For I am also an Israelite. Okay, I'm a Jew of the seed of Abraham, or the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, even if they didn't believe and they don't believe in Jesus. The majority. Okay? And a big majority. They don't believe. Hallelujah. So when they look at you, man, when you, in fact, man, those things of going to preach in Israel, you're risking your life. Hallelujah. And it's true. So for you think, man, they get excited about you. Because what? You believe in Abraham and you love them. Man, they're like, those are yours. And you had better shut up. Okay? Trying to change our people. Okay? To practice idolatry. Okay? Worshipping a man. What? Jesus of Nazareth. And you're saying he's God. That is idolatry according to them. I'm telling you, so you had better, when you meet a Jew, you had better know these things and you would deal with them accordingly. Otherwise, you might be very disappointed and you might begin hating them. Like what happened to Martin Luther. Hallelujah. Okay? So God has not cast away what? His people. Verse 26, Romans 11. He says that, and so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, okay? As it is written where? Somewhere in the Old Testament. Okay? I think it is in Isaiah 59, which some people will tell you, eyo ya church kati. Well, promises, ezo zachi. Hey. The church is Israel, okay? Then about what? Anyways, stupid things. Okay? Okay? The church is what? Hey, the church is a promised land. This is some talk. Hallelujah. So anyway, he says in Romans 11, 26 that, and so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. Okay? This thing of saying we are the Zion, you know, eh? The deliverer will come out of where? Zion. He will turn away ungodliness from who? Jacob, not the church. Hallelujah. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Glory be to God. At the return of the Lord, okay, he will take away the sins of Israel. For they will, in fact, Zechariah 12:10 says that they will see him whom they pierced. He will come and they will see, oh, it is the one who was crucified. And they will believe in him. Glory be to God. And he will come and save them. Glory be to God. And they will accept him as their what? Messiah. And as it happened with us, he will also take away their sins when they believe in him. Glory be to God. Okay? So Israel is still in God's what? Plan. Israel is still God's people. Hallelujah. And in fact, even in the end times, hallelujah, before the rapture, there are 144,000 Jews who will be marked so that they can't die during that time. Glory be to God. That we see in Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. Okay, from verse 2. John says that, then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the sea, the earth, all the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God on their foreheads. And I had the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Glory be to God. But this is, as you're going to see, this is before the rapture. No, this is before the tribulation. So they are sealed so that they are not destroyed. They can't die. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Again, there are some fools who say that what? That 144, right? Now, Jehovah's Witnesses. A count. It says that the 144, it is them. Some of them are they. Hey, by leaders, by elders, by hey. So there's a Jehovah's Witness chick. I once found at Capitol Shoppers. I'd gone to do a mobile money transaction. And as my custom is, usually, I engage what? People ask them that, are you born again? Then she tells me, I'm a Jehovah's what? Witness. Okay? And there were no customers, what? I tell Nange, it was a kind of mubisera byange byedembe nentula. I'm okay. You start telling me this thing. Hallelujah. Anyway, as we talked, twasivireno. Okay? Twasivireno. Glory be to God. Because I knew that thing, and then Usho so took me there. 144, what? So, you see, some of these accounts, you even don't need to be a Christian, or you don't need to be born again to realize that they are liars. Okay? So I sat with this girl. Okay? And we're just chatting. You know? Okay? So I told her that now, look, the Bible says that these 144,000 are of the tribes of the children of Israel. Then we even read, okay, verse 5, of the tribe of Judah, 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin. Namgama, now you, are you of those tribes? Bambi, I could see the girl. It was like light had shone. I'm like, all our tribes, Ezo. You see, those tribes are Israelites. Are you an Israelite? Bambi, you could see all of this. Whatever do mutu agenda or kuvamu kaut. But it's just simple what? Logic. Glory be to God. But as we chat there, then her boss came. Bambi could see now she was feeling uneasy to talk with the customer. Boss was there, but then I also was wise. Because you might make someone lose their job. Be serious. So I excused what? Myself. But I was like, maybe one day I'll go back. Or that is the beginning of our light. Hey. Because Jehovah's Witnesses teach that. 144,000 bebo atesibo na. While he was a certain elite, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be. So we see these Jews are sealed. Okay, they are what? Sealed in the end times because they're still in God's plan. Glory be to God. Verse 9 says that after these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number. So here the tribulation has ended. Okay, and you Christians have been in it. The tribulation has ended. So John says that after these things I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb. So, Bali Muguru, glory be to God. They are where? In heaven. A multitude of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues. They're in heaven. Okay? And the 144,000, because they were sealed known to die, are also raptured at the end of the tribulation. They're also in heaven. Glory be to God. Okay? That we see in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. John says that then I looked and behold a lamb standing on Mount Zion. In heaven, there's a place called Mount Zion. I hope you know that. Glory be to God. And by the way, in heaven, there is a temple. There is a what? There's a temple also. Huh? Glory be to God. Did Elizabeth see it? The mother is not here. I'm asking. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your sister. Did something like that. Years ago, when she was a kid, she had a dream, and she saw that temple in heaven. Okay? So, Grace Joy, write to and ask her about it. I won't give that assignment to someone. Hallelujah. Says, so, then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him, how many? 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before where? The throne. So they are in heaven. They were raptured. They didn't die in the tribulation. Who are they? They are Jews. Glory be to God. Because they are still in God's plan. Glory be to God. Contrary to what many Christians who should know better teach. Hallelujah. End times. Hallelujah. Some of them, and maybe anyway, the Bible says 144,000 Jews are sealed. They can't die. The Antichrist can't kill them. Rockets can't kill them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has not rejected his people. God has not done what? Rejected his people. Hallelujah. You know, sooner or later, bad theology always leads to bad practice. When you believe something wrong, okay? Very soon, you're going to do something wrong. Okay? Hallelujah. As a result of the wrong thing you're believing. Glory be to God. Take, for example, Martin Luther, the reformer. Hallelujah. Luther. Eyatuyamba nabakatulish. Hallelujah. Luther. Great Luther. He tried to convert Jews, okay, to Christianity. And they refused. Nebagana. Boni waga neda. Oyo Jesus wa mwe wa mwe. Fetuli ndo wa we are waiting for our Messiah. Okay? Then after some time, because they had refused and they continued to practice their Judaism, okay, Luther cut a wire and turned against them. So it says that near the end of Martin Luther's life, he said that synagogues, okay, what you'd call in quotes the churches of the Jews, okay, synagogues and Jewish schools should be burned to the ground. Jewish people should be run out of their homes. Okay? Their prayer books and other writings should be banned. And the rabbis should be forbidden to preach or teach on penalty of death and many other things. This is Archbishop Luther. Okay? You understand? The great reformer. Try to preach to the Jews, never gonna. And for the Jews, they're also now trying to convert Christians to what? Judaism. Okay? Hallelujah. And then with that theology, now man, they'll say, they're no longer in God's plan. Kati Utuba College. He said that let their synagogues and schools
be burned. We're talking about loser. Glory be to God.
But that teaches us a lesson, eh? That however great you are as a man or woman of God, but be careful, especially if you don't stay in the word. Okay? Loser, but it is there. I read that book. It's a short book. It's called, it is authored by Luther, and it is entitled The Jews and Their Lies. It is on the net. The Jews and Their Lies. This is where those things are. What you should do for the Jews. Very sad stuff. Eh? Glory be to God. Luther was what? Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 11. Yet it is in the same book of Romans that he saw that we are saved by what? By grace. Nagamba Pope need that several both. So me, Chiravie, we are not saved by doing this for the church, you know, eh? And in the same book, that's why God's, the Spirit says that God has not cast away his people. Hallelujah. No kwaba guy wagana okuloko ka. At the same time, they are trying to convert Christians to Judaism. Those things of their empty, they're basically trying to empty Luther's church. You understand? And he turned against them. Okay? Jews, now before Luther and after him, Catholics killed Jews by hundreds, millions, because they refused to convert. Do you know a gentleman? Have you heard of him called Christopher Columbus? Eh? Wamuhidako. Hallelujah. Okay. He was Spanish, but people say he was actually a Jew. Okay? Who went and discovered America. He discovered America, whatever he discovered in quotes. All right? And that was in 1592 or something like that. Okay? So he went, you know, eh? So that is a history we told. But according to Jewish history, that is also the year when Jews were expelled from Spain for refusing to become Catholics. Okay? So, the discovery, in quotes, of America, okay, was the reason why now many Jews left Europe and went to what? America. Baba goba, ruakugano kukiriza Yesu. Okay, some were killed. Hallelujah. Because the Catholic Church, the teaching was that God had rejected these people. The church, the Catholic Church was now Israel. Okay? Catholic Church is Israel. And people say now the entire church of God is Israel now. So you can see, if you believe wrongly on this subject, man, a spirit will get you. And before you know it, you're arming Hamas. Because they don't matter anymore. They're actually the ones who are causing instability. Why did you go back to that land? You're there was peace in the land. These wars exist because you went back. So we have to get you out. Babate Mugwewo, so that now the world is at peace. Who didn't like peace? You understand? You have to be very careful what you believe concerning the Jews. Hallelujah. And your belief must be according to the scriptures. Glory be to God. Okay? It is said. You remember, Martin Luther was a German. Okay? All right? Hundreds of years later, there arose a man called Adolf Hitler. A German. Crazy. You know that. If you don't know that, you have learned it. It is said that the killing of 6 million Jews by Hitler, okay, he based it on what?
the sayings of Martin Luther. Okay? At that time, Germany, most of it is Protestant. And they believe in Luther's what? Cut it was so easy for Germans to be gotten to mistreat what? He, according to what Luther had said and had written. So Hitler, okay, you know, rode on that. And man, Germans, eh? Of course, not all of them, Bambi. Eh? They, okay? What a man of God had said was hundreds of years later used by the devil to kill 6 million Jews. Very sad stuff. Hallelujah. Okay? But now for you, you know that God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Hallelujah. Their unbelief cannot nullify the faithfulness of God, as the Bible says. Glory be to God. Now, why this hatred of the Jews? Okay? Primarily, it's because it is through the Jews, it is through the Israelites that the Messiah came. That is why the devil hates the Jews. That is why he inspires people to hate the Jews and many in the church. Okay? The devil has inspired them to hate the Jews. And for them, they think they're just very bright, very what, you know, eh? Okay? They are, yeah. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 9 from verse 4 to 5, okay? It says that through the Israelites, okay, came according to the flesh, Jesus the Christ. That is why the devil hates Jews. And you had better not, okay, be deceived by the devil to hate the Jews. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, whose report shall you believe? Whose side shall you be on? Glory be to God. Like this issue of Chagulani. Glory be to God. Yes, I've gotten what? Yeah. This Chagulani issue. Did you listen to the audio which we sent out? What's your name? Glory. You send it to her. Hmm? To your friend. Okay, this Chagulani issue. Did you tell your mother about it? This Chagulani issue. This guy is from the devil properly. Properly. And I've said that since, I think, 2020. Hallelujah. Okay? According to a dream the Lord who told me, okay, according to a dream Sarada had, and now, more importantly, according to a dream that Joseph Nsubuga had last week on Wednesday. Hallelujah. You listen to it. Who hasn't listened to it? Put up your hand. Put up your hand if you haven't listened to that audio of whatever dream. Okay. Bob. Ne Bob. Tugenda kukugoba mwichache. Tugenda kukugoba mwene kanisa. Okay. Yeah. If we are not bold enough to check you physically, over pulpit, ne tugamba, we don't want to see you again here. We're going to take our whatever to God. God, Bob, what is he doing here? But he said, why Tabi Soma? Tabi Uriza. No, Bob, this is not good. This is not what? Bob, this is not good. This is very bad. Hallelujah. Yeah, but that is over. Hallelujah. Yes, in the dream. Nalongo, did you listen to it? Hmm? Half. Righty half. That if you listened half, then that means that you didn't listen to the real thing. Anyway, this guy was coming back to Uganda. Okay? What he did on Thursday. He was coming back to Uganda. And first of all, the dream said he was a dead man. A dead man is coming back to Uganda. A dead man coming back to Uganda. Hmm? God has called the man a dead man. Kati gwo mulokole oline dead man. Oyagala dead man afuke president wa Uganda, afuke president wo. Okay? Not only that, the dream said, and by the way, like I said on Thursday, thank God the dream was heard by Ensubuga. Okay? I worked with him, I made him to record it. I worked with Wandera that let's record this thing and send it to Christians. Okay? But initially we were like, let us not put the names. Okay? But when I listened to the final one, he had put the name Ensubuga, and I was happy about it. Because just imagine if it had been heard by what? By Nzarubara. Okay? You know, eh? What's your name? Judith. You can see me. Ashaba. You know, eh? People say, nah. You. Okay. But it was heard by Ensubuga. You can see, God is not in your tribe things. Hallelujah. He's not in those things. God is for you, for your goodness. Hallelujah. My mother is a Muganda, for your own info. Jira, I hope you know that. My mother is a Muganda, pure. Okay? Yedira Kobe. Hallelujah. That's why Christine, man, usually gives me dimes. Because Yedira Naye, what? Hey. Hallelujah. Those two young girls are my sisters. Okay? And Dennis becomes my father. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Where was I? This thing must be exhausted in the church. What? The what? A dead man coming. And more than that, the dream says he has a spirit of death. Spirit of death. Akoma wabantu bagenda kumwaniriza. Okay? Man, you guys, people are going to die. People are going to die. And they're going to die and they think they're dying for a good cause. God is saying, you are aligning yourself with what? With death itself. Don't let the media deceive you. Don't go tribal when it comes to serious things. Go tribal when it comes to your intro. Your intro, it's okay to what? To go tribal. In fact, you should do your intro as your tribe. But make sure you don't do the evil things of your tribe. You understand? Like, don't sing a Shtibacha Uganda. That's another, oh, I haven't said that, but another dream came saying that, man, did you listen to that dream? A Shtibacha Uganda? Man, that song, and you know, from there. And I went to my Muganda mother and told her, and, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it might not be just a Shibacha Uganda alone. You can find that even whatever, whatever, those things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But where was I? Huh? Where? Dead man. The man is dead, number one. The man has a spirit of death upon him. Kati mulimbi dwa mbu is your liberator. First of all, the guy is a muyaye. Who doesn't know that? Okay? Liberator. Tanababu ulia economic policy yona. Ayugira wogizi dictator tukia kumu jako. What? The things he said in Ruwero, honestly, that was very bad. Nekulubia na yachilava. Remember, yachilava. That was very, very bad. You know, that guy, he can cause blood to be shed. And he did it during, shortly before the elections. Those people who died, which the army were killed, the spirit of death. And during that time, Serwada gets a dream. Shortly before the election, when he saw a being up in the skies with a straw, sucking blood, drinking. All right? And then Christians prayed, and then the thing came down. And that is why much more than 50 people were going to be killed. All right? Because there's someone with the spirit of death. His agenda is to cause death so that he can ascend the throne and then destroy the country properly. Because he has an assignment from the devil. But what shocked me in the dream was that Hey, you remember the people who were at his house? In the dream, Nsubuga is told that all those people, Bunaba fool. That God means scary man. The support, you know, Bunaba fool. Now, you see, this is what God is saying. Katigwe, you have refused what God is saying. Like loser. Okay, in a good, you understand. This is what God, and he's saying that for your good. So that you can know which side God is on. So that you can know which side you shouldn't be. That is why, again, around 2019, 2020, Moses Tumsime, who is now in Australia, gets a dream. And in the dream, okay, he meets Joel. Usenyoni. Joel is, maybe now he's not, he might be among the buffoon now, according to the dream. But back in the day, Joel used to lead services at KPC North. All right, he used to lead services. I used to see him leading services. Now, in this dream, what's his name? Moses Tumsime, okay? My friend, he meets Joel and asks him that night, Joel, I am born again, and you also born again. Why then have you joined this evil? Because at that time, Joel Usenyoni had joined NUP. He had become a spokesman. Katigoloza, yeah, liberator, katiwate, Joel. And God is like, my son, Joel, has made a wrong move. Katimamumulavanga, what? I won't get it out. What are you? Boy, get out of TV. No more quoting. No worries about it. No, in fact, Joel said this. Joel said this. Meanwhile, God is crying in heaven that his son has joined Abba Fool. He has joined a dead man. He has joined a man who has on him the spirit of death. Glory be to God. Now, whose report are you going to believe? Hallelujah. Send out, whose report are you going to want to believe? Glory be to God. Okay, young children, this Bobby Wine man is very evil. So don't get what? Don't get in his crowd, in his group. Hallelujah. Okay, you guys, Thursday, people are going to die. Hallelujah. And now, it would be blamed on the government. But heaven is like the man with the spirit of death. From a dead man with the spirit of death. Do you understand? This is what I was telling you, that, you know, try to think as a Christian, especially when you have info from heaven. You see, God has said he's a dead man. Okay, he has the spirit of death. So with the charcoal, it is to cause death. Agamba muje munyanirize, but he wants your blood. And when your blood is shed, whatever, government get tabantu. Why don't you just stay in your home? Stay at your work. Okay? You understand? And to tell you, that opinion about him is not going to change. Even 2026, that opinion about Chagulanyi is not going to change. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, this Chagulanyi thing, to me, it's very personal. Because I love my country. I love my country, Uganda. I don't want a fool sitting on that throne. And especially when God has told me he's a fool, more than a fool, he's a dead man. So to me, it's personal, and I know most Christians are cowards. Okay? Most people are just hiding. What? I think about going intellectual, human rights. Kati, why not allow people to welcome their president? Why? But you see, unknowing to government, God is working through them for your good. You understand? When Besigye was doing those walk to work things, people say, but why don't you leave a man to walk? Okay?
There's a Christian who was for that. Yeah, why? Leave him to walk. That Christian one day got a dream. And in the dream, God said that what the government is doing to prevent basically from walking is right. And Bambi, he humbled himself, believed the dream, and he said, he told me that I was very embarrassed with myself. How could I have been on the side God is not at? Supporting him to come a mu. In fact, barely against God you're supporting. Okay? Rokwa besije simuhima katyo tujja ukumuwagira. Ate tujja kuwagira nyo nani ne chaguranyi because it's called Saint Hamu. Man, first and foremost, you're a Christian. Okay? And for your own information, since you're not a Jehovah's Witness, you're not from the tribe of what? You're not from those tribes in Revelation, what? 7. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So take home message. Okay? Don't side yourself. And don't be on the side of Christians who embrace replacement theology. Don't be on their side. Because being on their side, believing it, that the church has replaced Israel, might cause you to act in an evil way against the Jews. Nga go again ku TV, spokes, whatever, no yogela. How about you? Yes, these Jews, you know, I'm a Christian, but these Jews, they came from Europe and they went to colonize, you know. We got independence in 62, okay? The colonizers went, but these guys went and colonized the Arabs. That is not right. Which makes sense, man. And that is why most of African leaders are anti-Israel. Okay? Because they see the Jews as colonizers. Okay? Africa having been colonized. So they make those... But you will let your arguments be based on the word. Glory be to God. So anyway, don't be a part of that. Number 2, of course, pray for the Jews. All right? Number 3, remember that if God has been faithful to Israel, he will also be faithful to you because he's a faithful God. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.